first of all, thank you, Evan. That was quite a sprint. Next up, Jeff Green from the Minnesota DNR.
Good afternoon. I'll try to make this in under 5 minutes since I don't have any visuals. We're looking back, and if you look back at dye tracing, which is one of the things that I do for the DNR, started in Minnesota in the 1940s. A guy named S.A. Kingston was putting fluorescent dye into sinkholes and to a septic system in Fillmore and Olmsted counties. And I need to wave my arms. I'm pretending to be Tony Runkle. And he was doing that to investigate health issues. From there, Ron Spong in the 60s started dye tracing to do caving investigations. Calvin Alexander came along in the late 70s and with his grad students did dye tracing for many years, and he still continues to do it. I started in 1991, but doing dye tracing, we've traced to investigate groundwater spring sheds, the contribution areas of springs. We've traced to help solve problems like in Lanesboro Fish Hatchery, where the springs would turn muddy after rainstorms because of water going into a sinkhole in a stream bed. We've done tracing for a lot of reasons, but one of the things we always kind of dreamed about was having an online database. And we have one now. It's called the Minnesota Groundwater Tracing Database, MGTD. And it fits in with the MSI, which is the Minnesota Spring Inventory, and with the KFD, which is the Karst Features Database. And I'm trying to overwhelm you with acronyms, and it doesn't look like it's working. You all work for the government, you're used to that, or most of you work for the government. But we finally have this database where you can go on to the DNR website, navigate to the groundwater tracing database, and look at a dye trace, and say you want to look at one that at a spring in Fillmore County. You click on it, it will bring a box up, it'll tell you the date of the trace, and it will tell you some of the particulars involved, and it will take you to a report. If there is one, there'll be a link so you can get this information about the trace that we have written up. So this is a wonderful thing, and virtually no other state in the union has this. And Wes Rudolonis and Betty Wheeler and John Barry and Holly Johnson and Ruth McDonald all helped make this happen. And they would sit there and listen while Calvin and I reminisced about dye tracing. So they deserve a lot of credit for not yelling at us. I'm done. All right.